as they come up to get ready to kind of preface what we're going to talk about this morning.
Nick and Doug have been a true godsend to me in the mentor program. Doug has been a wealth of wisdom from career to family and kids and all that. And Nick's been a great encouragement. I tend to forget being married just, 10 years now, about what it was like when we first started out, my wife and our marriage and things like that. So he's kept me grounded in the joy that we started out as.
So meeting with Doug and Chris has really taught me a lot about what it means to be a man and what it means to lead a family. Having two guys in different generations than I am, farther down the road, they've been there, they've had some similar situation, they can tell me what they did, they can tell me what they did wrong, and how I can kind of continue in my walk to lead my wife, lead my family, and be a man of Christ.
Before I met Joe and Brett, I didn't think I had much to offer in terms of mentorship. Now I've begun to realize that really, I'm just a little further ahead than they are in life, and I've already struggled through some of the challenges that they're facing right now and are going to face. So I think it gives me the opportunity to just to share how God has led me and helped me through those challenges with them and hopefully be an encouragement.
So before I met these guys, I struggled for years to find a dynamic group of men to have fellowship with. So I'm very happy to spend time with them every week.
Awesome. Y'all can come on up. I love that video. Now, y'all may recognize some of those faces. Some of those people, you may realize, hey, they don't even actually go to this church anymore. And I love that because I've actually still been talking to some of these guys. And even though they don't go to our church anymore necessarily, they still meet with their triad. They still meet with these guys. Even though they may all go to totally different places, they have still cultivated a relationship that was so meaningful, so impactful for them, that they saw the value of that even though they're in different places spiritually now and worshiping with different bodies. And I love that. That's what we want. We don't know how long you're going to be here in your journey with us. We hope for a really long time. What we do want to do is love on you and encourage you and help shape you into the man that God is calling you to be for as long as we have you. And so this is one of the best ways we get to experience that. So I've got here with me Robin Watlin, Travis Blakesley, and Brandon. What's your last name, Brandon?
Cook.
That's right. I wanted to say Clark, but I'm like, that's not right. Brandon Clark Cook. There it is again. See, it's logged in. That's what I really want to say. Brandon, I'm not even going to try and say your last name again, but it's Cook. We all know. So y'all can give these guys a round of applause. If you haven't met them, these guys have been in a triad for a while. So I'm just going to ask them a couple interview questions. We're just going to get to hear a little bit about their experience this morning, what that's been like for them, knowing that some of you are in a triad, some of you are not in a triad, some of you are just looking to say, I'm trying to build relationships here and get to meet guys and know guys. This is kind of the heart that we're trying to chase after with this program and with our ministry. So, guys, can y'all tell us just a little bit about how long y'all have been in a triad together and just kind of what's y'all's time together look like when y'all get together? How often y'all get together? How long have y'all been together?
Yeah. Personally, I've been in a triad with Robin about 5 or 6 years. Brandon joined us about 2.5 years ago. So I think Robin started with two other guys. One guy kind of backed out, and I jumped in there, and then one of the younger guys in our group backed out, and then Brandon came along. But so consistently about 2.5 years as the three of us. But usually what our time looks like is we will meet every other Thursday, kind of around this breakfast, so like last week, next week type of thing, 2 times a month, right off the bat in the morning at 7 a.m. at Robin's house. And so we'll do different things. Like usually the first month or two of the year, we talk about goals for the year. We'll kind of each of us spends one of the meetings, get-togethers, talking about their own goals, how they do last year, how are they doing, what's our goals for this year. And then this year we're going to be following the Better Man series. So we're going to do, we're going to kind of watch a video prior to meeting, then come together and discuss that, those videos and those chapters. But in the past we've done, certain studies, but also it's just, hey, what's on your mind and what's going on? And if something's at the top of something going on, we'll kind of detour what we're talking about and kind of address that. So there's no huge format. We're getting a little bit more organized this year doing the study, but that's generally what it's about.
That's awesome. So let me ask each of you, I'd love to hear from y'all, why did you initially join a triad? What was it about triads that you said, hey, I want to make space for that, knowing that none of us need another thing to do, we've all got a lot going on in our lives. What was it about triads that made you say, hey, I'm going to make that a priority?
Yeah, we've been at Northwest, my wife and I, for, I guess, 6 years at this point, and I had served in several different capacities in youth for a few years, and then my wife and I started serving in the nursery together, and in a small group with guys my age, but I was looking for an opportunity to plug in with other men at the church, and I liked the idea of being able to plug in with guys who had lived a lot, not that much more life, a little bit more life than I had. And yeah, for me, it was just being able to get, you know, the wisdom and direct access to older men of the church and be able to plug in more.
I've got a question. How many of y'all are in a triad now? Okay. And how many of y'all are in some kind of a community group? Okay. I think community has been super important to me for my whole life. I think back about, I've been at church here, Diane and I have been here for 44 years, and those are kind of cut into 15-year segments where I had 15 years with a first small group at my church, here at our church, another 15 years with another group, and then just finished up another group, and I'm starting a fourth group that are small, that's a small group of couples. And when I heard about the triad that we wanted to do, I'm all in, because mentorship, like you heard on that little video, mentorship is hugely important to me. And so I felt like really giving back to others was important, because I had been given so much in the mentors that I had had. And so I wanted to be able to give that back to others. And I've had guys over my time here at church. When I was younger, when I was Brandon's age, I would go to older guys and say, I want to learn from you. And I had guys tell me, no, you don't really don't. You don't really want to learn. I don't really have much to give. And I was like, no, no, no. Just like what Brandon's looking for. I want something from you guys. You guys have got experiences that I don't have. And so I was lucky to find some people that wanted to do that. But I felt like the triad really helped put us in a kind of a program or a process that allowed that to happen. So if you're not involved in a triad or other community, I would strongly encourage that. And I'll tell you, for guys that are my age, I'm learning a ton from these guys. And I've got kids that are Brandon's age. I've got kids that are going to be Travis's age at some point. And he's got high school age kids. My kids have got elementary age kids. So I'm kind of learning from Travis what he's going through. I'm learning from Brandon how he looks at life, which is how my kids look at life. And so I'm learning a ton too. So it's not just me giving. I'm also learning. So no, that's a long answer. But I think community has been key in my life in terms of having somebody alongside me that says, yeah, I'm going through that, or I've been through that, or I know what you're going through. Has been hugely, hugely helpful.
Yeah, and for me, I think there's a sign out in the hallway saying worship group serve, and we've been here for a while, and I was for a while doing the Wednesday night groups, and that kind of fell off just with my schedule with kids, and we're kind of in a co-ed small group pretty steady for the last really 8 or 10 years, and I just kind of want to get back into the group with just the guys, just from a community standpoint, and so that was really my main reason. It just kind of worked better in my schedule, say, than a Wednesday night with how things were going. But it's been great. It's been fun to, and it's, I think the uniqueness about it of what you know, what do you see on the horizon? What, you know, what can you share with the younger folks? And it's been a learning, but also a giving experience for sure.
Yeah, and the only thing I would add there too is it's been cool to see not just how the three of us have gotten to live life together, but we've also had times where if it's at church or a Baylor game or we got to go and play golf over the summer, and then we had dinner with the wives after, and it's cool to be able to see the wives as well, get connected through our relationship. So that's been a really cool aspect.
That's awesome. And y'all both, you kind of touched on this a little bit, Robin. I'd love to hear from y'all as well. I think all of you are both in triads as well as in a community group or a men's group, small group, some sort of group like that. What makes a triad different? Like, how are you experiencing something different in that versus in your men's group or small group, couples group, whatever?
I'll go. This is a very comfortable setting with these two guys. Very comfortable. And we take risks. And I think, I don't know that triads are different in that. I think taking risks in terms of sharing things, I think it's easier to share in a smaller group with a bunch of hairy-legged guys than it is sometimes with your wives around. So I'd say just being comfortable with each other, sharing, taking risks, and to me, it's just really comfortable. I think that's the difference.
Yeah, I would echo that for sure. I think when I kind of raised my hand to say, hey, I want to join a triad, I think I happened to text Robin. He said, hey, hold on for a minute. We'll, and all of a sudden, he had an opening. So I had known Robin a little while. I'm not sure for how long before, but just having that relationship in place. And then when we were looking for the younger dude, you know, I knew Brandon, and I knew he helped out with the youth group, and we had a little Baylor connection. I said, hey, I don't know if you ever thought about this, but you know, if you are, we have an opening. And so it's just kind of easy. So we kind of went in kind of knowing a little bit about each other. At least I knew both of these guys, which made the connection a little easier. We had some common interests, and just over that time, it's the friendship has grown for sure.
And we're probably going to look for a fourth. I think there, you know, instead of a triad, it's okay to have maybe a fourth. But that's funny because you talk about we knew each other. This guy was a greeter out front on Douglas for years and years and years. And so I'd see him every Sunday as a greeter. So that's kind of where that started.
Yeah, and then, you know, our small group were same stage of life. So obviously having the older men, that's the main difference there. But as far as our time together, you know, just another layer of accountability. You know, Robin's talking about things in a small group setting with your wives present. And I think our small group does a great job of opening up and having really tough conversations. And I think our small group, for the time that we've had together, has gone through a lot of really hard times. But just another layer of accountability. And Travis mentioned last week we went through our goal setting, and I never really done goal setting previously to that extent. Robin had outlined a pretty great tool for us to do 1-year goals, 5-year goals, and even 10-year goals if we wanted to do those. And I never really thought that far out. But, you know, we're going through our recap, as Travis mentioned last week, for 23, and then look forward for 24. And, you know, Robin's up there like, hey, you said you were going to do some stuff in 23, and you didn't do those, so what's going to change? So just having another, you know, set of guys who are willing to, you know, ask hard questions and push you forward.
And one thing I'll add, just the smaller number in terms of a Wednesday night or a co-ed small group, 3 people compared to 8, 10, 12, you get to obviously know that, you know, I think over time you get to know everybody, but definitely the focus and getting the chance to talk and share is a little more available in a smaller setting like this, for sure.
Yeah, that's awesome. That intentionality within each other, as well as getting to actually keep each other accountable for some things, push you towards some things. What are some of those things that, as y'all have been in community with each other, as you've been learning from the younger guys and kind of passing on some of your knowledge, and as y'all been listening to Robin and helping him understand, hey, this is kind of what it's like to navigate today's world at this stage, what are some of the things y'all have learned from each other? What's like one lesson or one idea that's kind of stood out to you as you've listened to each other in the time y'all have been together?
Yeah, I would say, again, learning from Robin, because he's been there, done that, in the, especially like in the career, the business field, just learning lessons from him. Also, how he's, again, dealing with family, dealing with kids. It makes me think about how am I with my parents? How am I with my in-laws, especially navigating that? And then on the flip side, hearing Brandon talk about things, it's almost giving me relations to my nieces and my nephews and kind of what they're battling through. They're a few years younger than Brandon, but just being able to be there for that aspect and say, hey, these people are going to be having kids, they're going to be getting married. What is it like for someone in their 20s to be doing that compared to what it was 20, 25 years ago when I was going through it? So I think just the family dynamic, but also career-wise and business-wise, those have been some of the more valuable things for sure.
Yeah, perspective. I mean, you guys have lived, you made a lot of the choices that, you know, hopefully, Lord willing, that we'll be able to make one day as a family. And so, you know, whether it's starting a family, job changes, family issues, you know, you guys have seen a lot. And so, you know, we've already been able to navigate that as a triad over the last, I guess, 2.5 years that I've been in the group. But, yeah, it's just being able to gain, you know, a little bit wiser, godly perspective on day-to-day life.
You know, I think for me, from both these guys, it keeps me current. I'm retired now, so maybe I don't know what's going on, right? But it keeps me current in terms of what's going on in their lives, what it's like to think about starting a family and in these days versus what it was like when we were starting a family. So it's different. And so, I've said this, but it gives me a real appreciation for what these two generations are going through. I'm reading a book called Generations right now. It talks about what's going on with the millennials, what goes on with Gen Xers, what goes on with Gen Z. And so it's different than what I went through. Raising my kids, it's a different day and time for raising these kids. What you're going through with high school age and junior high age kids is totally different than what I went through. And so it gives me an appreciation for that in terms of my continuing to be wanting to be mentoring other men. I'm just not back in the 1970s or the 1960s, but I'm really understanding what they're going through. So you guys have been helpful.
Yeah, and I might add, and I shared this in the men's board a week and a half ago when we met, but, you know, when I came in, I was 15 now, and he turned years ago. My son was 10, 11 years old, and he's 16 now, and he turned 16 last summer, and I was telling Robin kind of like the countdown was on until when he went to college, and he said, no, let me correct you there. You know, your countdown kind of begins when he's in 9th or 10th grade when he's starting to be more social. 10th grade when he starts driving, all of a sudden it's a far different dynamic the last 6 months. He and I, you know, our relationship just with how the freedom he has, and that just kind of scooted up my time frame of, hey, what's my intention with my son and how can I be, you know, I don't have all the way till 2026 when he goes to college, but it's kind of like some of that movement starts, you know, now and has been the last, you know, 6 to 12 months as he's grown up and friends have gotten more social and more freedom and things like that. So that was a huge thing for me. It kind of just scooted up more or less my time frame thinking about, and again, daughter following 2 years behind, all of a sudden it's like, it's just comes a little earlier than you think.
Yeah, that perspective thing is huge.
Yeah.
How do you think your lives have been different doing this kind of community with other guys than it would have been if you said, you know, I would love to do that, but I don't really have time for it? What kind of an impact do you think being in this kind of regular community with each other has made? Right. Hopefully a positive one.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm trying to think of all the impacts. I think being known more by other men has been a big thing. You know, just having more intentional conversations, and you know, I think I've been hopefully a better follower, a better husband, a better son, a better friend as a result of our time together. And you know, I think the thing about whether it's trad three or four, being in a smaller group of men like this, you can't hide. So for better or for worse, you know, I think there's been a lot of growth for me personally. And, you know, when we meet every 2 weeks, it's not like you can just sit there and be silent, and you get to actually share what's going on, and you get asked, you know, there's casual hangout times, and there's times to dig deep. And so, you know, it's a time really for me the last 2 years to feel like these guys know me, which is good.
For me, it's, I think, just another group of guys to do life with. I grew up in Arkansas. I have obviously some buddies from high school. I went to Baylor University, and there's a fair amount of alumni of Baylor here in Dallas. And you have your high school friends, you have probably more college friends, and then, you know, we have a small group, the guys in that group. But also, it's just another group of guys to, in a sense, hold me accountable. I can gain wisdom from them, be more intentional with them. You know, obviously share struggles and tough times, and, you know, be there for them when they're going through things like that. And really, it's just a thing to, you know, another group of guys that's, and you can intentionally bounce things off of, and just say, hey, I'm thinking this, or I'm dealing with this, and having it, you know, it's just a little bit different dynamic than, say, a community group that's on a regular schedule where, you know, you may have, obviously, you're going to be co-ed, and you can just be a little more relational there with guys and what they're doing.
I want to add something to what you said earlier. part of this is what I told Travis was, don't wait till your son's 14 or 15 years old to think you've got 3 or 4 years left with him. Because, not because I'm so smart, because I learned, because I didn't know that. And so I thought I had my kids until they're 18. And well, they're turned 16, they start hanging out with other friends, driving, they're gone. They're not hanging with mom and dad like they were. So it was a school of hard knocks. I learned that I didn't have my four kids until they were 18. I really had them until they were 16. So that's really what I passed on to him so that he could start earlier. But again, it's not because, and it's, I'm really speaking to all you guys, it's not because we're all so smart, it's because we've lived life and we've learned what works and what doesn't work. And I think that's what's important about all of us being together. I know my dad, a lot of your dads probably grew up, I call it the Marlboro Man. I don't know if you all remember that commercial, but he was the guy out there on the horse riding around, and he was all by himself, and he was a cool dude. And that's the way my dad grew up. He didn't need anybody else. He was a Marlboro Man. I don't want to live that way. I need community. I need other men. And I think that's different in our generation than it was for my parents' generation. And I see that a little differently in these guys in terms of how they need each other and what they need from other men. But don't fool yourself. We all need each other. Now, I'm speaking to the choir because you guys are here and you want to be here, and you want to be here because you really want to have some relationships with other men. There's a lot of guys that aren't here that need to be here. So we can be part of that in terms of really being involved and reaching out and maybe looking for somebody to really spend some time with, which is what these two guys were doing. They were looking for different age groups. And I'll be honest, when we first announced this idea of a triad, I really said to myself, let's give this a try, but I'll be surprised if it works. Because I figured being involved with the same age and stage, which was all the other groups who I was in, we could all talk about stuff that we're all going through at the same time. So whether it was having teenage kids, whether it was going through your kids being married, whether it was having grandkids, whether it was having your parents become ill or die, and I've been through all those stages, I thought it'd be easier to do that when you were with a group that was at the same age and stage. But I found relying on people that are older than me to tell me where I'm going, and then being able to pass that along to people that are younger, men that are younger, to pass that along is super important. So don't be a Marlboro Man. Reach out, because I've been through tough stuff with my kids. I've been through tough stuff with my parents being ill. I've lost both my parents. I've had job changes. I've had leadership challenges. some of the group, not these two guys, but the other group that I had, we had an addiction. One of the guys was addicted. We had to go through that. We had another guy that was really going through some marital problems. They needed each other, and they needed us. So I think that's kind of my answer would be, we need each other. And don't be fooled that you don't, because you will be better because you have some other people to lean on and open your heart with and make a difference with. Your life will be much more cherished as a result of really taking that risk.
That's awesome. I don't have any more questions. Thank you guys so much for being here. Y'all give them a round of applause. Don't go ahead and have a seat.
Oh, I did have one. You don't have to wear the same shirts. I just noticed this. We don't call each other.
We don't give you matching shirts when you join a triad. That's right. That's awesome. Thank you guys so much. Well, this morning, we really just scratched the surface on this idea of men needing each other. The real men need real men, but hopefully you heard that again and again, this reality that you need to be in relationship with people. We've talked about this before in here, that it is a hard world to be a man in today. The world is very ambivalent and antithetical and oppressive towards men. It is a hard time to be a man. And in the face of that, God is calling us to big things, overwhelmingly big things, things you cannot accomplish on your own. And the beautiful news of the gospel is you don't have to. You don't have to accomplish it on your own. God has given you brothers. He has given you men to lock arms with, to help you navigate things. Not necessarily as people constantly checking in on you and calling you on your stuff, although we need that. But as men to say, man, how can I encourage you? How can I spur you on? You have these goals. How do I help you achieve that and not let life just pass you by? How do I help you be shaped into the man that God is calling you to be? We're actually going to talk about this more at our retreat next weekend. So if you haven't signed up yet, we'd love for you to come. Sunday's the last day. You can still come. We'd love for you to bring your sons if you want to bring them. If they're ages 13 to 17, they can come for free. We don't want that to be a burden. We want them to come and learn from men to be a part of this environment because we need each other. And you can never start too early. You know, the triads all do different things in their times together. Like they said, sometimes they do a study. Sometimes they just ask, hey, how's life going? Kind of tell me about the last couple weeks. But one thing we always give them as an option, as a good starting point, is three questions. And that's these three questions that we actually want you to wrestle with this morning. We've got a slide with those up here. And there's actually cards on your table that have them on there. If you like these questions and want to ask people these, you can take them with you. Those are yours to keep. But the questions are this. What can we celebrate together? It's good to take time to say, what has God done? What can we celebrate? How has he blessed me in this season? Maybe that big presentation I was working on for work went really well. Maybe a grandkid just learned to walk or said their first word. Maybe you got a new house. Maybe you just got a good report from the doctor. There's things to celebrate and to praise, and we want to do that together to reflect on the good things that God is doing in our lives in community. Second question is, where do you need courage right now? Now, this isn't necessarily saying, where are you afraid? But our ministry exists to ignite courage, to take the good news, the truth of God, and to instill it, to encourage each other, to take the courage that we have and put it into the hearts of our brothers. And so this question is really asking, hey, where do you just need a brother right now? Maybe it's a struggle. Maybe it's something big that God's calling you to do, but where do you need a brother right now? That's what we're asking behind this question. The last one is simply, how can we be praying for you? Because we know that no matter how good the community we have here with our brothers is, nothing is going to happen, nothing is going to change without the power of the Holy Spirit, without God moving amongst us. And so what prayer does is it lets us step into what God is already doing in your life. And so this morning, I want to give you an opportunity just to, at your tables, go through these three questions. You don't have to answer all three. You can each pick one if you want and answer that. But just take some time and kind of reflect on these questions together, and then I'll come and close this out in just a minute. it's about that time. So I'm going to go ahead and close this for the morning. Like I said, we just began to scratch the surface of this topic. We're going to be covering this as well as a few other things at our retreat next weekend. We're going to be joined by our elders, and they're going to be answering four questions that every man asks himself at some point in his life. Who am I? What am I called to do? What does it mean to be successful and to thrive? And who's with me on this journey that God is calling me to? So, we hope you'll come and join us 24 hours out at Waxahachie, not very far, just an hour away. You'll be back in time for dinner if you want, Saturday night with your family. But it's going to be a great time to bond with guys, have some fun, and just get to do this thing in a bigger way. Get to build relationships with people and strive towards being the men that God's calling us to be. Thank you guys so much for being here. If you're interested in joining a triad, you know, I have to do my shameless plug. There's a sheet in the back, so you can come and fill that out. We're actually going to take some time at the retreat, and if anyone's interested in joining a triad, I'll match them up then and there, so you have that to look forward to. But other than that, have a great rest of your day, and we'll see you guys at the retreat.